So the million-dollar question for you listening might be, what exactly is a medical legal partnership? Well, for that I'm going to share with you a definition courtesy of the National Center for Medical Legal Partnerships. They define an MLP as a healthcare and legal services delivery model that aims to improve the health and well-being of vulnerable individuals, children, and families by integrating legal assistance into the medical setting. MLPs address social determinants of health and seek to eliminate barriers to healthcare in order to help vulnerable populations meet their basic needs and stay healthy. Outside of that official definition, MLPs exist in various forms, but there are three usual models that they fall into. The first is a referral network, where one or more medical partners agrees to refer patients within the healthcare operation to potential legal specialists that are participating legal partners. The second is a coordinating staff model, where dedicated staff, such as social workers or paralegals, might be employed by either the health or legal partner to act as a go-between for the two entities. The third is the one organization or one org model, where medical and legal partners are actually part of the same organization and the referrals can be made internally via the staff or some type of trigger in the electronic health record. Of course, this is all with respect to information management and consent processes, so depending on what information is shared, by whom this takes place. All healthcare providers sharing personal or protected health information must get formal written authorization from the patient to share with their legal partners, but how they do so can of course vary. Medical legal partnerships, or MLPs for short, involve an extraordinary amount of coordination from both healthcare and legal services providers. Fortunately, ground has been gained on both sides due to shifting industry norms. From a medical perspective, healthcare providers and administrators have been encouraged to shift from their older, fee-for-service, prospective payment focus to more value-based and evidence-based care focus. In the legal realm, many large-scale civil legal aid programs have existed in the same form since their inception, but in recent years have had to reorganize to meet more demand with even less funding. A recent study by the Legal Services Corporation found 71% of low-income households experienced at least one civil legal problem in the last year, 41% of those directly related to issues with their health care. With both critical market-driven industries being incentivized to focus on long-term and preventative solutions, the use of medical legal partnerships makes perfect sense. In terms of location, medical legal partnerships exist in 48 of the 50 United States, with the majority of the 442 documented organizations operating out of the Northeast and Midwest. In states like New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Ohio, MLPs are more common. California, however, actually leads the number of states in terms of having the most, with 65 independent operating MLPs in their state. No matter where they operate, whether urban or rural, these MLPs are intrinsically linked to alleviating significant public health challenges in their local areas. The first medical legal partnership was formed in 1993 when clinicians at Boston Medical Center noticed increased incidences of return visits for asthma-related illnesses in a group of children. Knowing the children should have been responding to the treatments, intrepid members of the medical team probed to find that the children were living in a building that actually contained a mold issue. In an important but unorthodox move, the medical staff reached out to Greater Boston Legal Services for help. Attorneys at the organization wrote the landlord to solicit compliance with Massachusetts State Sanitary Code regarding minimum standards of fitness for human habitation, and the mold was abated. Seeing the powerful effect this had on the children and their families' health encouraged further participation, and the first MLP was officially born, a partnership that is still in existence to this very day. The effectiveness of MLPs has been increasingly documented over recent years, and this is likely due to their strategic placement in healthcare facilities throughout the nation. The easiest way to conceptualize the varied and important work MLPs can do is to think of the acronym coined by the National Center for Medical Legal Partnership, IHELP. IHELP stands for Income, Housing and Utilities, Education and Employment, Legal Status, and Personal and Family Stability. In terms of income, MLPs have helped to appeal benefits denials, such as food stamps, Social Security, and disability benefits on a massive scale. They also help address issues with consumer debt, bankruptcy, student loans, or benefits overpayments. In terms of housing, they help secure housing subsidies, they can improve substandard conditions, as we saw in the example from the origin story of MLPs, and they also help protect against utility shutoffs for the elderly and other affected populations. In terms of education or employment, they help to prevent employment discrimination and enforce workplace rights. Legal status. MLPs can also help secure discharge status for veterans, proper discharges. They can also clear any driving record problems or other problems and clarify things concerning an applicant's legal status in terms of their documented or undocumented family members. Last but not least, in terms of personal and family stabilities, MLPs have been shown to help address family issues, be it divorce, child custody, guardianship, or visitation rights. They can also help in advance planning or wills and estate planning for families as well. To make it all the way through to the end of our time together, but I hope this is just the beginning of your investigation into this topic. As we struggle nationally to control our rising healthcare costs, insure ourselves against future perils, and brace our existing social safety net systems for the worst, know that medical legal partnerships can step in to help do some of the hefty lifting required in these areas. Effective partnerships between medicine and law make it possible to empower and maintain a civilized and healthy society. We already know and see the effects of when the law is used to perpetuate negative social conditions, so why not turn that around and use that power to benefit the individuals and populations for a direct response to their crucial social needs? MLPs will keep growing, and hopefully you'll be able to see why soon for yourself.